The water supply situation around the county generally does remain critical. The strategies that we put in place have yielded results overnight. Those strategies include closing reservoirs overnight and opening in the morning, active leak detection on the ground by all of our staff who are out, and a lot of action by the general public visiting unattended premises. So I'd like to just take the opportunity of acknowledging our staff, who are many of them out day and night, but also acknowledging the work of the general public.
Would it be fair to say that in some areas the situation is improving, while in others, obviously, there are places that have been without water for some time now?
Certainly. The critical areas yesterday of Muff and Lifford, which had been a number of days without water, those both areas have supply today. Now, we'll be maintaining a close watch on them because both of them are being supplied by reservoirs that are at a critical level. And in both cases, we will keep the water tankers there, although I know that there's been very limited use of the facility in Lifford. But we'll keep them there for today. We'll review it again tomorrow. But, yeah, fingers crossed, both those areas. And we expect all areas throughout the county to have water at some stage. With the frost coming back and hitting us again, we would expect that there will be a renewed round of bursts. So it's important that particularly people who are key holders of holiday homes and the farming community should have a look at outbuildings, should have a look at field troughs, should have a look at anywhere where there's maybe an unattended supply. Because we have anecdotal evidence now, we have reports coming in of quite a number of holiday homes, for instance, having been checked and having been found to have significant leaks on the premises.